Hello, and welcome to Virtual Office Hours First Friday. I'm Sherry Taves, and most of you know me. And there's a few of you on the call who are new, and I want to welcome you. Today's topic is forgiveness in business, and it's so nice to see everyone here. I want you to know that I can see your names on my dashboard, and I'm connecting with each and every one of you as I see your names. So today I'm going to talk about what forgiveness is and what it's not, and what are the juicy benefits of leading a life of forgiveness. And I also will have a simple formula for getting to forgiveness effectively and efficiently in your life. And when we're done with that, I'll have time to take your questions, and I'd love to hear about your takeaways and any big ahas you might have had from today. So right now, I'd like you to take a deep breath, and I want to invite you to arrive fully to this call to get exactly what you need from today's topic. So get relaxed. Let your hands rest loosely in your lap. And close your eyes or have them open with a soft focus. And I'd like you to connect with something for which you're grateful. It could be in your personal life or in your business. It could be the fact that you're here today, being open to learning something new about yourself for yourself. Take a long, slow, loving breath in through your nose, all the way down into your stomach for a sec. Then just let that exhale out through your mouth and allow your breath to carry away stress and tension. Good. Take another slow breath in through your nose for a moment, out through your mouth. Feel the tension in your body beginning to loosen and subside. Feel yourself relaxing more and more deeply. Notice that sense of gratitude. Gratitude for yourself, that you're here today, open to new information, investing in you and taking care of you. One last breath, which is comfortable for you. In and out. Welcome to the call. If you're taking notes, don't worry about missing anything. I will be sending you a link to the recording of this call, so you will have access to all of this information. So forgiveness in business. Learning to incorporate the process of forgiveness into your life is important because the alternative is unforgiveness. And that is a giant anchor holding you back. The energy it takes to avoid your feelings depletes your life force. The consequences of unforgiveness is that you bring anger, bitterness into every relationship and every new experience. You can become so wrapped up in the wrongs that you can't enjoy the present moment. Unforgiveness can lead to depression and anxiety. It can cause you to doubt yourself and not speak up. It can feel like your life lacks meaning or purpose, or that you're at odds with your spiritual belief. Another consequence of unforgiveness is you lose valuable and enriching connectedness with others. Psychologists generally define forgiveness as a conscious, deliberate decision to release feelings of resentment or vengeance toward a person or a group who's harmed you, regardless of whether they actually deserve your forgiveness. The nature of forgiveness is often misunderstood and misinterpreted. So here are some interesting tidbits about what forgiveness is and is not. So forgiveness is not a neutral feeling. It does not require abandoning anger or resentment. Forgiveness is not weak. It's not cowardly, and it's not a retreat. It is a gift that actually requires strength and the ability to create transformational change. Forgiveness is not all or nothing. People differ in the motives and maturity with which they can forgive. So here are some things that forgiveness is. Forgiveness is an active process. It involves not only the processing of your uncomfortable emotions and judgments, but also the development of your positive emotions and attitudes. That's quite an active, robust process. Forgiveness usually occurs in collaboration with other strengths you have, such as compassion, humility, gratitude, hope, and love. Forgiveness fosters healing and restoration in both the giver and the receiver. So unforgiveness is when you hang on to your hurt and anger. And when you're angry, it can often feel like physical pain. That's because rather than occurring simply inside your head, your emotions often manifest themselves physically. Your bodies are designed to handle momentary stress or physical fear via the fight, flight, or frozen response. When you get upset, your blood pressure increases and your heart rate quickens. But when you let this process drag on for periods, either by ignoring your feelings or dwelling on them, problems occur. Your mind becomes clouded with ideas of how a conversation could or should have gone. You dwell on a mistake you made. You lose your ability to focus. Your shoulders and chest feel physically weighed down, and you start to tire more easily. This is where forgiveness comes in. It offers you the chance to let go and to recover, both emotionally and physically, from the debilitating effects of long-term stress. My definition of forgiveness is having a way to process feelings, usually anger and hurt, so that you can be clear on how to take care of yourself. This allows you to let go organically of anger and hurt and create space for what's next and move forward with more energy and a renewed sense of purpose, being focused on change and improvement, creating the life and business that you want. There are tremendous benefits of forgiveness as a leadership tool. So put on your CEO hat for a second. A forgiving CEO who can process his or her own feelings and help others do the same builds teamwork, allowing for collaboration and connection. This builds trust in relationships and unleashes creativity and energy, yours and your employees. Today I want to focus on the most important work relationship that you have, and that is between your inner CEO and your best employee, you. Yep, that relationship is between you and you. The benefit of starting here is that when you can really do the process of forgiving yourself, it organically becomes something you can do with others. My next First Friday talk, I'll do part two of forgiveness in business and talk about the nuts and bolts of how to forgive when other people are involved. But today we're going to focus on you. So self-forgiveness is the process of accepting the inevitability of mistakes by refusing to let them define you. It's about having the ability to work through painful emotions and let them go. Doing this will transform self-judgment into self-love, connecting you to your strengths, talents, and expertise. Denying self-forgiveness cuts you off from love, connection to others, connection to God and the universe. It cuts you off from your own life force and creativity. Ironically, it almost guarantees you that you will be more likely to act in the exact ways that you struggle to forgive yourself. For example, if you feel you can't tackle that large project and you beat yourself up, it will be even more overwhelming to begin the next project. Your inner critic keeps you in a cycle of dark energy, attracting the same people, places, and things that got you into that position to begin with. Living in a state of being unable to forgive requires a lot of energy. You are constantly chewed up by fear of your vulnerability, burning with anger, and living with the constancy of sadness, hurt, and blame. This energy deserves to be put to better use so that your creativity and abilities are fed, not your negativity. Forgiveness also allows you to live in the present instead of the past, which means that you can move into the future with a renewed sense of purpose, focused on change and building on experience, rather than being held back by past mistakes or regret. Let me be clear here. You do not need to forgive yourself for being you. Forgiving yourself is about targeting the specific things that you feel bad about, not about the person you are. As a forgiveness technique, self-acceptance allows you to acknowledge that you're a good person, faults and all. It doesn't mean that you ignore the faults or stop trying to improve yourself, but it does mean that you value yourself, warts and all, and stop allowing your faults or past mistakes to halt your progress in life. Always remember that forgiving doesn't equate with forgetting. You're entitled to learn by experience and be guided by that experience. It's about leaving aside the resentment and self-inflicted berating that comes with remembering. Accept your emotions. Part of the struggle is often being unable to accept that you are experiencing such emotions as anger, fear, resentment, and vulnerability. Instead of trying to avoid facing these negative emotions, accept them as part of what's fueling your lack of self-forgiveness. A problem named is a problem ready to be tackled. One of my Sherryisms is awareness is half the battle. Typically, self-forgiveness is associated with making a mistake. And there are five other categories I want to tell you about where the healing light of self-forgiveness could be transformational for you. And as I talk about them, notice which category or categories resonates with you. Forgive yourself for not accepting yourself completely. You might criticize yourself and always compare yourself with others. If you do this, you need to learn how to forgive yourself for all the time you've spent ignoring your own beauty and your own greatness. Forgive yourself for constantly seeking approval in all the wrong places. It's never too late to start seeking approval in the right place. It's never too late to start getting approval from the right person, which is you. All the approval you will ever need is your own approval and not the approval of those around you. For many years, you may have lived your life believing that if they like you, if they praise you, you are worthy. And if they don't, well, there must be something wrong with you. And maybe you should try harder to get their attention and validation. Forgive yourself for thinking that who you are is not enough. Perfectionism can cause you to hold too high of a standard for your own behavior, a standard you wouldn't hold anyone else to. And if your perfectionism causes you to be too hard on yourself, you are caught in a situation where self-forgiveness is very hard to do because it seems like acceptance, you're accepting a substandard you. Is it possible to consider welcoming imperfection? It allows you to accept that all human beings are imperfect and you're human and imperfect too. Here's the most common place that we recognize we need forgiveness, and that's forgive yourself for past mistakes. There are no mistakes. There are lessons that life taught you. The universe is working for you, not against you. And it's better to see them as lessons than mistakes in order to be happy with your present life. Forgive yourself for your so-called past mistakes. Let go in order to be happy. Let go and move on. Forgive yourself for all the judgments you've placed on yourself and others. I really love how Mother Teresa spoke about this. If you judge people, you have no time to love them. Could you forgive yourself for all the judgments you've placed on yourself and shift your focus and attention from blame and criticism, direct it towards love and forgiveness? You may need to forgive yourself for temporarily giving up on your hopes, dreams, and goals, or not doing them fast enough, or for waiting. You could decide that it's time to forgive yourself for not achieving your dreams fast enough, or for giving up on your big, bold, and beautiful dream. Because you see, the irony is that by forgiving yourself, you will actually allow yourself to start fresh and to no longer look for your faults in yourself and your past. This will allow you to be fired up with how your future will look and to actually reclaim your dreams and work on making them become a reality. Forgiveness is never complete unless people and relationships are transformed in the process. Self-forgiveness transforms your relationship with you at your core. It transforms self-judgment and criticism into self-love. It transforms that anchor holding you back into access to more of your life force, your creative energy. You get to feel joy, you get to feel excitement about your life's purpose, and to have the energy to create the life and business you want. So what does the forgiveness process look like? Asking for forgiveness from someone, and even from yourself, has five important components. Acknowledging and feeling your feelings, being clear on what you're taking responsibility for, having an action plan for change, actually asking for forgiveness, and lastly, letting go. And it sounds roughly something like this. I'm sorry. I've learned X, Y, and Z. This is my plan to work on it or change. Will you please forgive me? Then you get to let go. You've earned letting go. And I'll explain the nuts and bolts of these things in more detail. Let me take a second here and talk about acknowledging and feeling your feelings. Acknowledging and feeling your feelings can be overwhelming, so I break it down into five basic categories: mad, sad, glad, scared, and shame. Embarrassment is healthy shame, and there's a big difference between being embarrassed about making a mistake and tearing yourself down because you are a mistake. And that's a talk for another day. However, if you know that you need to heal some toxic shame, that voice that tears you down and says you are a mistake, and you want to explore doing a deeper dive on that, hop on over to my website, effortlessmomentum.com, and sign up for a complimentary consultation, and I'd be happy to explore how I could be helpful. So mad, sad, glad, scared, and shame are basic headlines. There are a ton of variation to those words. And when you're overwhelmed or shut down, it can be helpful to go back to basics. Feeling your feelings helps with the part of the formula where you have empathy for how you've made someone else feel. And it helps you when you're explaining why you did what you did, and it helps you get clear on your motivation and self-limiting beliefs. So those basic feeling categories again are mad, sad, glad, scared, and shame. So to really anchor in this forgiveness process, I encourage you to write a letter to yourself using the forgiveness formula. So let me share one that I wrote to myself, and then I'll break it down into more detail. So here's what I wrote. So, dear Sherry, I am so sorry I caused you so much anxiety and wasted time when I procrastinated about writing that talk. I did that because I was scared that I couldn't do a good job, and I was scared people would judge me. And I'm sad that I let my self-limiting belief cause you to doubt yourself, doubt your abilities and your value. I plan on working with my coach to continue to transform those limiting beliefs, and I will use my container and 95% practices before I start on a big project so that I don't let my anxiety infect you and cause you to doubt your worth. Hope that you can find it in your heart to forgive me. Sherry. It's still vulnerable to reread that. And after I read that letter to myself, there was a part of me that could honestly say, I forgive you. I know you did the best you could. And the benefits I noticed from doing this exercise surprised me, because I think of myself as being pretty self-loving. And when I read this letter to myself, I teared up, and I realized that I had caused myself some suffering that I didn't even really know the depth of. And when I really saw that part of myself and could forgive myself, I physically felt myself relax, got more grounded and peaceful. And I noticed that the next time I had a writing project, there was a lot less anxiety. I was more open to the possibilities I could be good at this. It was easier to get started, and I didn't procrastinate. I know this totally sounds like marketing speak, but seriously, I've been more creative. I get more done in less time. So I want to go into more detail about the formula. So loosely again, it's I'm sorry, I've learned X, Y, and Z. This is my plan to work on it or change. Actually asking, will you please forgive me? And then letting go. So the I'm sorry part. It's a heartfelt, empathetic, from the heart, I'm sorry I made you feel. And that's where knowing the five basic emotions can be helpful. Here's your chance to be empathetic and be as specific as you can. Use the five basic categories of feelings to make sure you are fully expressed. Mad, sad, glad, scared, and shame or embarrassment. When you have empathy for someone else's feelings, even your own, you feel incredibly seen. And this promotes connection and feeling loved, and it lowers defenses. So the next part, which is, I've learned this about myself, and this is my plan for working on it. Acknowledge the mistake. In my case, it was procrastination. And the more specific you can be about what you learned and what your action steps for change are, the more you get to build trust with yourself. The actually asking for forgiveness, saying the words, could you forgive me, is vulnerable. Asking for forgiveness is a noble act. It is an acknowledgement that you hurt someone or yourself, and that vulnerability makes it easier for the forgiver to forgive because they feel seen. You may not find it easy at first to say, I forgive you, I know you did the best you could. That's okay. Stay with the conversation with yourself. Maybe ask yourself, what do you need in order to let go and forgive yourself? It may be time to rebuild trust, to show that your words and actions really match. You may need time to prove to your hurt self that you will indeed follow through with your plan. Be gentle with yourself. Look for the baby steps of reconciliation and forgiveness with yourself. Stick with it. Come back to the letter in a few days and read it again. You may notice that it's easier to consider forgiving yourself. If letting go comes easily when you read the letter to yourself, move on to the next category that could use some healing energy of self-forgiveness. And if you get stuck, sign up for some comfy chair coaching, and I'd be happy to help you move things along. So the challenge to self-forgiveness comes when you hold on to anger and resentment. After feeling the necessary emotions and committing to learning the lesson, it's time to release it and move on. Letting go can be new for many of you. You may have used your limiting beliefs to protect you from perceived dangers and from achieving greatness. Your perception that what you did is unforgivable creates a separation between you and your inner power. Now is the time to amp up your self-love practice. This supports the realization that when you withhold self-love, you withhold self-forgiveness. Some of you on the call today will know exactly what you need to forgive yourself for. And if you don't know where to start, reflect on those six general categories I talked about. Start with the category that resonated with you, and let a specific example or memory come to mind, and go from there. Forgiveness, of course, is a journey, not a linear process. Shock, anger, grief, acceptance, and peace are the phases for forgiveness, but they may come and go and come back again. If you're struggling with forgiveness, be patient with yourself. We move through these phases of forgiveness in no particular order, but with practice, forgiveness becomes natural. How do you know you've forgiven yourself? You know you have done it when the memory gives you no more pain or anger, and when you can say to yourself, I forgive you. I know you did the best you could. So if you have any questions or you'd like to share, now would be the time to hit any number 1 through 5 on your keypad to raise your hand. And while you are doing that and lining up, I'd like to share some final thoughts. So forgiving means not being a prisoner of the past. Self-forgiveness is a transformational experience, moving you away from self-punishment, self-criticism, and judgment towards self-acceptance and self-love. When you forgive yourself, you don't change the past, but you can change the future. And I want to share a quote that really resonated with me, and it's from a professor and speaker named Leo Buscaglia. His nickname is Dr. Love. And he says, forgive yourself, accept yourself, love yourself, and be good to yourself. because without you, the rest of us are without a source of many wonderful things. All right. I see a hand raised, and it's Marie. Marie, can you? Yeah, there we
go. Can you hear me?
Hi. I can hear you now.
Hi.
Hi.
I was wondering. Hi. I was in the woods walking with Rosie when you were in your more of your lecture mode. So I wanted to know if you could just list the six categories and the five steps again, if you wouldn't
sure.
mind.
Sure. I don't mind at all. All right. Was that it? Because I will.
That's it. You can mute me.
Okay. So I'll mute you. Thank you. All right. Let me just find the categories. All right. The categories are forgive yourself for not accepting yourself completely. Forgive yourself for constantly seeking approval in all the wrong places. Forgive yourself for thinking that who you are is not good enough. Forgive yourself for past mistakes. And forgive yourself for all the judgments you've placed on yourself and others. And lastly, forgive yourself for temporarily giving up on hopes, dreams, or goals. Or maybe forgive yourself for not doing your hopes and dreams fast enough. Or maybe you need to forgive yourself for waiting. So those are the six categories. And the five components of forgiveness are acknowledging and feeling feelings, being clear on what you're taking responsibility for, having an action plan for change, actually asking for forgiveness, and then once you've done all of those steps, you have earned letting go. Not ruminating, not playing it over and over in your mind, but really choosing to let it go. So I hope that answers your questions. All right. I don't see any other hands up. So I really encourage you to write a forgiveness letter to yourself. And if you get stuck, reach out and I'd be happy to help. And I'm going to be sending everybody a link to the recording and a link for being able to sign up for Comfy Chair Coaching. And I really appreciate everyone who's on the call today. So thank you for coming. And I'll unmute everyone and let you say goodbye. And we'll go from there. All right. Thank you, everyone, for coming. And I will hopefully see you next month. Thanks.
Bye, Sherry. Thank you.
Bye. You're welcome.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.